York. I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.
I'm walking round, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Me, rosemary, calm your nerves. Got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I got hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Gold cola tonic for my blood. Dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave to keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out of the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, yeah, salad. Herb man, herb, herb man, herb man.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program designed not only to inform, but to also change your life and health around. I'm Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host of To Your Health, and I'm here with my able assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How are you doing, Brother Frank?
Doing well, Doc. Thank you
fantastic,
for asking.
Fantastic. Frank, today our topic is, as you know, eggs. Eggs. Eggs at one time was a staple in most Americans' diet. It was something that I used to eat just about every day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But now, if I have an egg in a year, that's a lot. But I'm not alone. There are many people, and Frank included, that will not touch an egg, you know? And yet, Frank, if you Google eggs, it'll tell you that eggs are a highly nutritious food, that they're packed with essential vitamins, minerals, and proteins. It'll say that the protein in eggs are an excellent source of high quality,
yes,
which is essential for building and repairing tissues. That the essential nutrients in eggs are essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, vitamin B, iron, and selenium. It'll say that eggs are a good source of healthy fats, such as omega-3 fatty acids, which we know is a good fat, and that these support our heart health, and that eggs is one of the best dietary sources of choline, a nutrient that's important for brain development and function. It also talk about the fact that eggs are very reverse, they have a tremendous amount of variety.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can prepare them in numerous ways, and therefore they're very convenient with many options. Lastly, they'll say that eggs are generally considered a safe food for most people to consume as long as you eat up to 3 eggs a week. But I can remember when I was a resident, and I started getting off eggs, and that happened during my residency, I cut back to eating two boiled eggs a day. I would eat two boiled eggs. And unfortunately, I put a lot of butter and various seasonings on them. And then I cut back two boiled eggs and two yolks, then two boiled eggs and one yolk. And then finally, I was able to cut the eggs out completely, you know. But for years, we've known that eggs have the potential of raising our bad cholesterol, our LDL cholesterol, and therefore increases the risk of cardiovascular disease, heart disease, which is our number one cause of death in this country. Secondary, of course, to stress, as I've said many, many times. However, since the 1970s, the egg industry has been funding research to show that eggs are not so unhealthy, but are actually quite beneficial.
But,
you know,
can they do that, Doc?
Well, you know, the interesting thing, if you Google, it'll say what I just said, that they're an excellent source. So I guess they've had some success, but for once, the government did try to hold off the industry and slow down the efforts. Because when we look at egg safety, all right, when we look at egg safety, there's something called the American Egg Board, all right? Now this is a promotional marketing board that was set up actually by the U.S. government. And its mission is to increase the demand and production of eggs on behalf of the egg producers. Now, this was set up by the government, all right? And so what happens is the egg industry, they've been promoting research, you know, but the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture's Poultry Research and Promotion Program reminded the board that they have to be careful how they couch these eggs and the egg products as being healthy or nutritious. Now, this is where I say the board stood up, you know, because they said the word nutritious and healthy carries certain connotations, you know, that means that the food is actually good for us. But because eggs have such a high amount of cholesterol, and they in fact do, plus they have all this saturated fat, the word healthy and nutritious in describing eggs would be problematic.
At the least.
It would be problematic, but they suggested that you can use the word nutrient dense, because nutrient dense hasn't been defined legally, all right? But see, Twinkies could be called nutrient dense. Coca-Cola could be called nutrient dense, you know, because we don't have a specific diagnosis. A definition for nutrient dense from a health perspective. The board, they just wouldn't stop though. They wanted to run an ad and say that eggs was a nutritional powerhouse that aided in weight loss. Mm. But the USDA said nah, and reminded them that you can't portray eggs as a diet food because of the fat and cholesterol. They reminded him that that eggs have nearly twice the calories of anything that we can call low calories. So you can't call it nutritious. You can't say that it's a powerhouse for weight loss. You can't even say that it's a rich source of protein, because it's not. You know, you can't say that eggs pack a nutritional wallop, because that's not true. You know, eggs are not nutritious. And so you can't say that eggs are nutritious. You can't even say that eggs are good for you. But this is according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, all right, that oversee the $10 million that they had given at that time for marketing, all right? The Egg Corporation weren't even allowed to say that eggs was an important part of a well-balanced, healthy meal or diet on their website, you know? So because, once again, since egg has so much fat and cholesterol, it's contributing to our leading cause of death, heart disease. So you can't say that it's nutritious. It's just not, you know. And when you go and you start looking, and I know you've looked, and I start looking at the trends in this egg industry, and you know, initially, we all got our eggs from our hens that we have in the backyard. You know, mm-hmm. We were an agrarian society, and we would get them that way. And what happened is that if people had a few extra eggs, they would, you know, sell them to their neighbors. You know, but now the industry started evolving to the fact that you had 5 to 10 birds cramped into one cage, you know, and they would often just eat even their own waste products. All right, and so the industry started progressing, and instead of having them on the ground, where when they would eat their feces, they would get salmonella. And we've had 100,000 people every year with salmonella poisoning coming from eggs. They put them up in these cages where they would have a mesh where their stuff could fall to the ground, and they wouldn't have to walk through as much of it, and they could make it a little better. But you know, it's still, as we know, eggs are still packed with cholesterol, and salmonella is still a problem with eggs. But not only is salmonella a problem, there's something, the egg flu virus, you know, which is also a problem. And in order to get rid of it, you have to cook the eggs firm. You know, you can't say that you want to have eggs sunny side up, because sunny side up is associated with a lot of problems. And so eggs are really not very healthy, you know. And you know, as far as this cholesterol thing, you know, we have known for over 40 years that if someone ate a half a cup of eggs a day, within 2, 3, or 4 weeks, they would see their cholesterol just going up higher and higher and higher. But if they stop eating those eggs and switch to a cholesterol-free egg substitute, the cholesterol would come down. If they would go back to the egg yolks, cholesterol would go back up. And it would go up and down, just like a yo-yo, if you eat or not eat. So the egg industry said, no, there's something wrong here. So they started around 1970 doing their own research, okay? Before that, there was little or no research being produced by the egg industry itself. But what the industry said, the research that's coming out is making us look bad, all right? And so, because they show that within 10 days eating eggs, you can shoot your cholesterol up 50 points. And that even eating one egg a day, just one egg a day, would send that LDL cholesterol up 12%. And so they said, no, let's do our own research. And what they started doing is designing research that would show that when you ate the eggs, the cholesterol wouldn't go up. All right?
Doctor, they wouldn't do that.
They not only they wouldn't, they still are. And what they did, they hired some very clever people, because they noticed that there's something called the plateau effect. And the plateau effect meaning that the body can only absorb so much cholesterol. And so they put people on a high meat diet with all this cholesterol and high meat and dairy. And so they got the cholesterol up very high, and then they gave them eggs. And guess what? The eggs didn't increase the cholesterol.
Mercy.
And so what they said was then that eggs are not causing this dramatic rise in cholesterol. Mm. But what they didn't say is that they had rigged the studies. They had set it up so it would produce their conclusions, all right? But if you actually look at their studies, 90% of the studies that was done by, not done by industry, showed that there was an increase in cholesterol. Even the studies done by the industry, when they really interpreted them right, they showed that the cholesterol went up. There was not a single study, not a single study that showed that eating eggs caused the cholesterol to come down. And so eggs are not a good food from a cholesterol perspective. Now, there's something called trimethylamine oxide. Trimethylamine oxide that we find in our bloods that causes a significantly higher risk of heart attacks, strokes, and dying overall in a period of 3 years, according to research. We call it the TMAO, trimethylamine oxide. And they found that if you the more choline that you ate, and of course we said that eggs produce choline, that the gut bacteria would act on this choline and turn it into this trimethylamine oxide. And the more you ate, the more you get. The more eggs you ate, the higher would the level climb. All right? But they found out if you were on a strict plant-based diet, all right, and then you ate a steak, a sirloin steak, you cheated, you wouldn't get a rise in the trimethylamine oxide. All right. And when they start going back, they figured the reason was because if you're on a strict plant-based diet, it regulates the type of bacteria that you grow in your gut. All right. We've talked about the prebiotics and the probiotics. And when you eat that high plant-based diet with high fiber, you get the good prebiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And so they prevent this rise, you know. So even if you ate eggs, a vegan ate an egg occasionally, he's not going to be at the kind of risk that a meat eater, a person that ate the standard American diet. Now, what we know is the standard American diet is a diet that's high in cholesterol. All right. We know that the standard American diet is one that promotes heart disease. And so by using that standard American diet and then giving them the eggs, they were just making matters worse because of the fact that this choline was producing bad things. Now, choline in and of itself is good, but we know that choline, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, I believe, Frank, that walking, one of the things that walking does is bring the choline down, and we said it was good because that choline causes the death of those neural cells. So at certain levels of choline, not only are you getting a rise in the cholesterol, you're getting the death of the brain cells. All right. Now, whether or not that's because it's working directly on the brain cells or because it's blocking the arteries so that you can't get blood through to feed the brain cells, we don't know. But that's a problem. So that's eggs and cholesterol. What about eggs and cancer? Well, what research has shown, and there have been a number of studies to show that dietary cholesterol was associated with significant rise in cancers and a variety of cancers: stomach cancer, colon, rectal, pancreas, lung, breast, kidney, and bladder. And even non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So this cholesterol, this dietary cholesterol, is a big problem. But one of the things that I found very interesting, they were saying that cholesterol did not negatively affect prostate cancer. Well, you've heard me say that there was a study at Harvard that looked at people who had prostate cancer, and if they ate less than one egg a day, it doubled the risk of prostate cancer progression.
Right.
And they defined progression as the cancer coming back, the cancer going to the bone, and death. And so there was something about these eggs and prostate cancer. So when they looked at it closer, they found out that, yes, even eating a half an egg a week.
What?
I mean, half an egg a week for a day for a week would significantly increase the risk of advanced or fatal prostate cancer.
Mm.
So it only worked on the bad cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It made the bad cancer worse. But it seemed not to. But I mean, you know, unless you get a biopsy and all that stuff, you don't know. So you want to prevent getting any kind of cancer. Certainly, you don't want the one that's going to kill you. You know, eggs have been shown to produce something that promotes bladder cancer, you know, kidney cancer. We already talked about breast, ovarian cancer, and even prostate cancer. So cancer is a problem when eating eggs. But guess what? Eggs have been shown to even affect arterial function. You know, those cells that line the blood vessels, the endothelial cells, eggs have been shown to sort of cripple those cells. Well, the once again, the egg board started doing some studies to show that wasn't true. Once again, they used that plateau effect.
Yeah.
Where they got the cholesterol up as high as it could, and then they gave them eggs, and there was no further damage to those endothelial vessels. But what they were saying is that if you start out with a life-threatening cholesterol and you give them the eggs, you're just ending up with a life-threatening cholesterol. And so, you know, doing what they did is not proving anything, but that cholesterol is bad for the heart. Cholesterol is bad for cancer. And even cholesterol is bad for diabetes. You know, diabetes and prediabetes affects at least a half of the population. And a study showed that if you ate a single egg a week, it increased your odds of getting diabetes by 76%.
What?
One egg a week. No. And if you ate two eggs, it doubled the odds. And if you ate an egg a day, it tripled the odds. And so, excuse me, eggs and diabetes is not a good thing, you know?
Mm.
And we know that diabetes is one of the leading causes of death. It is the leading cause of amputation. It is the leading cause of blindness. And it's the leading cause of kidney failure. And so, you know, if you haven't given up on your eggs, hopefully we've inspired you to do so. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. Give us a call with your questions or comments. We're talking about eggs. And Frank, I mean, it's amazing how powerful this egg industry is. All right? Because normally I tell people, go and check me out. Google me. All right? But because of what the egg industry has been doing, all the recent studies are showing that eggs are good for you, you know?
Yeah.
But you know, as I just said, there's plenty of data that show that that's just not true, that they have manipulated the research. You know, you can make research show anything you want it to show.
Yes.
You know? So you have to have people who are credible to do the research and then interpret it right. You know, they took some college students, all right, and they gave them eggs, and I think it was for 4 weeks, and then they measured their cholesterol, and because the rise in cholesterol was not significantly different, instead of saying that there's a chance that cholesterol, I mean, that eating eggs won't raise your cholesterol. They came out and said that it won't raise your cholesterol, even though the studies show that it raised the cholesterol, but just not that was significantly different, you know? And so we have to really be careful, because unfortunately, our government, it depends on who's in power as to how much they will let industry do. And you get the wrong people in power, and they'll let industry do anything that they want to do, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But we have to really be tight on this thing. So give us a call, 202-588-0893, with any questions or comments that you have on this egg eating thing. And it's significant because, you know, I ate eggs. Go ahead, Brother Frank.
We got a caller.
All right. Let's call. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hello, Dr. Watkins. I'm one of your patients, Sherwin.
How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Excellent.
So, you know, this egg thing was eye-opening because I don't eat a lot of eggs, but as one of your patients, I'm dealing with a lymphoma. And I might have 3 or 4 eggs, like boiled eggs, not scrambled or anything, not egg whites, but boiled eggs. And then when you say eggs, you're defining eggs, period, whether boiled,
right.
Whether, okay.
Right, right. So, but the part that really raises the cholesterol is the yolk. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
But there are issues with even the white of the eggs, you know. But some people would argue with that. But you know, I mean, the studies are pretty conclusive prior to the egg industry starting manipulating them. You know.
Yeah, well, I could definitely
And the Cancer Association, you saw the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was increased by increasing cholesterol, and eggs definitely increase cholesterol.
Yes, and that's true. But I never heard a connection between cholesterol and cancer cells.
Yeah, and that's why I decided to do this because you know, we talk about these things among ourselves, but a lot of people just don't know, you know.
Yeah.
And so they need the information, and we're here to provide it.
So I wanted to mention this to you that I got to fire another oncologist because, you know, since our last visit, there is no suggestion of how to handle any type of cancer, you know, something like this.
Well, if you're expecting them to tell you how to do it, other than chemo, radiation, surgery, then you are,
right.
Yeah.
And I understand, not even dietary, because my question is stable.
No.
Let's wait.
But if you go back and you look at the old books from cancer, you know. They recommended diet back then, but not now. Not now. It's just you're not going to get it. Occasionally, a oncologist who's well versed may recommend it, but that's the exception. It's certainly not the rule.
Yeah.
Well, but you know what I hear also is that the studies are inconclusive and the information is not there.
The studies are very conclusive, and just ask Frank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stage four liver cancer.
He is almost like he's using me as a guinea pig to see the holistic, whether it's going to fail, because he's not giving me any other information. It's like, well, let's just wait and see what happens. So what am I waiting to see for with you? Caller,
that's all he is allowed, rightfully, legally, to give you. That's it. So even if he knew, he couldn't give it to you and keep his license.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yes.
He could lose his license if he gave me suggestions on how to prevent cancer.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. That's a bombshell right there.
Really, thank you, my brother.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
All right. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Yes, Dr. Watkins, good afternoon. I'm calling to ask as to whether or not you can give me the name of someone who does colonics.
Stay to the end of the program, and I will be able to get the information to you. Frank will give you the number. And I don't have it right off, but I have it in my system, and I can give it to you.
I would really appreciate it, and it's really a great program about eggs because
thank you very much
for them too. All right then, but I'm gonna come back drastically.
And guess what? I love eggs, you know. But I love me more than I love eggs. I used to love all the bad foods, you know.
I got you.
All right.
I'll end up, though. I'll wait for the end of the show and get that phone number from you. I would truly appreciate it. Have a great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line. Cut your radio off.
Hello, Doc.
Question or comment? Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
Yes, sir. Question or comment, sir?
Can you hear me, Doc?
I can hear you well.
Oh, outstanding. Hey, Doc, this is Furman. How you doing, Frank?
Hey, Furman.
All right, my brother.
Doc, if someone hasn't already asked the question, what's a good substitute for eggs?
Well, a lot of people use tofu. There are other recipes. I to be honest, the only thing that I've used is tofu as a substitute, but I don't use it often.
I've got some, Doc.
You got some?
Yep. If you look on the web, look up mung bean eggs.
Mung bean.
Also chickpea eggs. I've been doing it for several months, about a year now. And they're good. They're good.
They taste good, huh, Frank?
Mm-hmm. And you know, if they come in those beans, they're good for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So mung bean eggs and the chickpeas.
Yep, chickpea the eggs.
Okay. I'll look for that because I do like to taste the eggs, but I would like to avoid all the things that Doc just talked about. So appreciate that.
My brother. You have a good one. Number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back for our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I just feel like screaming. This program has totally made me aware and I'm just feeling like it's blown my mind. I have a 12.1 A1C. I've been off meat completely for about 6 months now, but eggs were something that, you know, a go-to source. And now I'm like, damn, I can't even eat eggs no more. So all in all, I do very much appreciate you explaining the importance of eggs in our diet, not having eggs in our diet, and what eggs are doing to us. And I just want to make sure that I called in today to thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. And that A1C can come down. You have to focus on that plant-based diet. All right. You got to get all the fat out to diet. I approach it. I put my patients on a fast. All right. We have a fasting program, and I put them on a fast, and that sort of kickstarts them, because one of the critical things is that you got to, if you're not at your ideal body weight, you got to come down.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come down. Although we can get the sugar down even before you lose the weight, but we can't keep it down and keep you off medication unless you lose the weight. So that's a critical thing in the whole process. And so, I would focus on that. If you need some help, let me know.
I do need help.
Listen out for the number, caller. Listen out for the number at the end of the show.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. We're talking about eggs today, and we have to be very careful, because we know about the eggs that you cook, but what about the eggs that are in all these foods?
Yep.
That we buy, you know.
I can name those, Doc.
Name some of them.
All right. So some of the recipes are quiche, strata, souffles, omelets, frittatas, and crepes. Desserts may be eggs, cream puffs, custards, flan, and a well-known beverage that we all like during the holidays is eggnog. Not only that, there are some ingredients or processed foods that contain eggs. Mayonnaise, meringue, egg noodles, and pasta. Creamy salad dressings and sauces. French toast, cream-filled pies, custard ice cream, pudding, sherbet, and commercially prepared pancakes, cakes, and brownies.
Mm-hmm.
If you got this bread that's got a shiny glaze to it, it's generally sprayed with egg whites. Some hidden ingredients that has eggs in it. Albumin, which is the white of the egg, globulin, lechinin, lysocine, simplice, vitalin. Other food ingredients, if they start with a OVA or OVU, that means eggs. And they're in vaccines, a lot of vaccines, at least the older vaccines. Ovalbumin, ovumucin, ovumucinoid, they have eggs in it. Make sure, because if you have an allergy, you need to know this. And I would warn everybody to read the labels and ask if you can, your doctor, does this have eggs in it? Okay.
So that's very good information, because eggs are in so much.
Yeah.
We need to one way of ensuring that you don't have eggs is to don't eat all those processed foods.
Leave that alone.
Leave it alone and go to the whole food plant-based section.
That's
and
right.
You'll be in good shape. Mm-hmm. The number is 202-588-0893, 202 888-588-0893. We got a little over 5 minutes to go. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. She's on the line.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Can hear you well, my brother.
Wonderful. I hear you well as well. My question is, for the condition that I'm dealing with, and which is myasthenia gravis, what would an initial, I guess that's not right the word, but to come and have a conference with you about it, what would that cost me?
I can't discuss that, but you can call the office and they can give you the information.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All right.
Peace and love you, man.
All right, thank you, my brother. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Let's go back to our phone. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. I have a question regarding the egg episode you're doing. Historically, I'm 72 years old. Historically, eggs have been one of the staple foods. So is it because the manipulation of the data, or it's because the dissemination of different types of chemicals into the egg that's making it bad?
So, to be honest, that's one of the questions I was trying to ask, to answer. Why are the eggs so bad? Frank and I were discussing that even today.
Yep.
I believe that, we believe that one of the things is what they're feeding the chickens, all right? You know, junk in, junk out, you know? So I think that's one of the factors. Also, they are feeding these things to produce. And so they don't talk about how they do that to increase the production. You know, we know that for chickens that they're selling to on the market, they're trying to make them fatter, all right?
Yeah, so let me allow you to interrupt me 1 second. You know, you talked about the research at the college level, and I'm wondering, in pursuing the research, was any of these questions included in the research?
In the research, and I've read a number of articles before doing this program, they did not actually address that issue. But it was an issue that I looked at and I'm still looking at. But I need to continue with the answer, because you can make certain inferences. Like the point I was making, they have done things to increase the size of
and the production of eggs. Yeah.
Well, they've done things to increase the size of the chickens that they're taking to market.
Right.
So we have to assume that they're also increasing the number of eggs, and so they're manipulating that. And so when you go against nature,
brother, but you know, when you do research, you can't assume. It's either a fact, a theory.
I understand. You know? I understand, brother. And I'm telling you up front that it's an assumption.
Okay.
So you know, it's not like I'm trying to do like the egg industry did and manipulate the results. I'm just telling you to think. You know, when you see a building burning down, you don't have to ask, is there fire? You know there's fire.
Yeah. So anyone mentally healthy would know it's a fire. But my last question, do you remember, are you old enough to have eaten powdered eggs?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Didn't like them. I ate them because, you know, I was cold. And so they would give us powdered eggs and powdered milk. They taste terrible, but we ate them because, hey, number one, we were told that they were They were good for you. Matter of fact, back in the day,
I didn't have any option. I didn't have an option, but up until I was 71, I was pretty healthy. But I've got stage 4 cancer now, and I got that at age 71.
So what you need to do is do everything you can to reverse that cancer, because when I left surgery and started doing holistic medicine, most of my patients had stage 4 cancer. You know, mm-hmm. when Frank came to me, he had stage 4 cancer. So, you know, mm-hmm. I can't guarantee that it can be reversed, but I've seen many cases reversed. And so
my faith is high enough to understand that.
All right.
And I thank you. I thank you.
All right,
you.
My brother. Brother Frank.
Yes, sir.
It's been a tremendous program.
Yes, indeed. We left one caller. Sorry about that, caller. Call in next time. Doc, it's better to eat plants directly. Why?
Because you're getting the nutrients straight from it, and you're getting them in the form that they were created to produce. There are certain substrates and cofactors that if you get them that's been processed, you lose a lot of that. And so, as the caller talked about before, the research has shown that in fact is a fact.
Yeah, that's a fact. Factory farm raised chickens eat cheap foods, including animal byproducts, impure grains laden with pesticides, antifungals, etc. And this transfers to the eggs. Just like if you eat junk food, or the women
junk
eat
in,
junk food.
Out.
Yeah, the mothers eat junk foods, that's going to transfer to the breast milk and transfer to the baby. These practices have been constantly doing, and they're spreading throughout the food industry and throughout all industries. If you tell a lie long enough and loud enough, people are going to believe it. For sure.
Many people.
Thank you.
Fortunately, not everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Any parting words, Brother Frank?
Mm-hmm, yep. We want to thank Kalia, our fantastic engineer, as usual.
Right, that's right.
WPFW staff, including Mayuki Williams and Katia Stitt. We want to thank Joni Eisenberg for what she does. Stay tuned for Jazz and Justice Radio with African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba and the rest of the playlist. Listen in next week for another life-saving broadcast of To Your Health.
Want to give that number for that lady?
Yep, 202-388-0992. Is Doc's office, 202-388-0992, or you can go and make an appointment, www.twiliving.com, www.twiliving.com.
No dead eyes, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish, or dairy, they look at me strangely. Then they realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, nah, no egg. Nothing with no foot, no eye, no wing, nah, no head.
WPFW's This Is Reggae Music and the Reggae Experience presents a fundraising concert featuring Image Band, Curlew Reggae All-Stars Band, Lady Flame, and Carl Malcolm. On Saturday, October the 5th, 7 p.m. until midnight at King Solomon Lodge, 2245 Rhode Island Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C. Tickets available at Eventbrite by searching WPFW. All proceeds benefit WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. It's been just over 1 week since the second attempt on Donald Trump's life took place near his golf club in West Palm Beach, Florida. Now, according to a new filing by federal prosecutors, authorities have discovered letters that were written by Ryan Wesley Routh, the man charged in the foiled assassination attempt. 58-year-old Routh, who had a scheduled detention hearing today, wrote at least one letter under the assumption that his attempt would not be successful, saying in part, and I quote, "Dear world, this was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but I failed you. I tried my best and gave it all the gumption I could muster. It is up to you now to finish the job, and I will offer $150,000 to whomever can complete the job," end quote. According to the federal filing, an unidentified person said that months ago, 58-year-old Routh dropped off a box at his home, which, quote, contained ammunition, a metal pipe, miscellaneous building materials, tools, four phones, and various letters, end quote. One of those letters was the one that was just quoted from. Authorities say the unidentified witness opened the box after learning of the apparent assassination attempts on the former president. As medical experts express concern over the latest COVID variant, XEC, which is making its way across the country, Americans are being reminded that they will be able to order free COVID-19 test kits that will be mailed to their homes. United States households are supposed to be able to order as many as 4 nasal swab tests at covidtests.gov when the federal program reopens later this month. An agency spokesperson has said that the tests will detect current virus strains and can be ordered ahead of the holiday season, when families and friends typically gather for celebrations. To your local news, in New York today, elected officials announced new federal funding to revitalize the Waterfront Brooklyn Marine Terminal, or BMT. U.S. Representative Dan Goldman said the city received a huge grant from the United States Department of Transportation to fund this project. The grant amounted to $163.8 million. Representative Goldman said the grant is another milestone in transforming the waterfront area, as advocates say that this would ultimately result in fewer trucks on city streets and less emissions in the air. Goldman also said the federal funding will, quote, "allow our city to fully enhance the economic growth and health of the Brooklyn Marine Terminal, while taking into account the public health and climate goals of surrounding communities. The future is here, and it's looking bright for Brooklyn," end quote. To the D.C. area, the nation's capital has a lot of creativity within its city borders. And next week, some of those creative minds will be honored at the 39th Annual Mayor's Arts Awards. This event is a free, inclusive celebration for district residents from all 8 wards. The ceremony will take place at Lincoln Theater next Monday, September 30th at 6 p.m. The evening will feature appearances and or performances by EU and Sugar Bear, the Eastern High School Marching Band, and Angie Ange of Howard University Television. There will also be award presentations in 15 diverse categories, including Excellence in Arts Education, Excellence in Go-Go Music, and Excellence in Media Arts. District residents are also able to vote in these 15 categories, and voting ends this Friday, September 27th at 5 p.m. More information can be found on the website dcmayorsartsawards.com. Again, that's dcmayorsartsawards.com. In today's weather, it's currently about 67 degrees in New York and 69 degrees in D.C. That's all for your headline news this hour. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Please be safe, and thank you for listening.